Well, two Democrats are currently running for the Democratic nomination for governor, current Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam and former one-term 5th District Congressman Tom Perriello. And Mr. Perriello joins WFIR News anchor reporter Gene Moreno and I this morning. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Listen, we appreciate you taking time to join us. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam got an early jump and the endorsement of Governor Terry McAuliffe in the race. So how do you catch up, Tom, before the June primary in terms of recognition and money-wise? What do you bring to the table?
Well, first of all, I think most voters have no idea governor's race has even started and are still trying to recover from the last campaign. Unfortunately, in Virginia, we have an election every year. So voters are just tuning in, and I think they're excited to hear that there's someone in the race who hasn't spent their career in politics, but has been out trying to solve problems, whether that's as a nonprofit executive or reforming government or working on peace negotiations for our country overseas. So I think people are looking for someone who may not be has spent too much time in the system, but knows how it works and knows how they can get things done on building a better economy for all Virginians.
Morning, Tom. This is Gene Moreno, and I ran into you when you were on your listening tour when you were at New Horizons Healthcare in Roanoke recently, and you were talking about the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, can you expand on it, Tom? What happens if the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, goes away and there's no safety net put in place immediately? What happens to, I think you quoted 400,000 Virginians that now get covered by the ACA?
Well, it's going to be a real shock to the system for Virginians. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I think in this case, it's not just the 400,000 Virginians that have health care under that system. You have to remember, it's over 100,000 Virginia seniors who have been covered by the prescription drug donut hole, where the copays have gone away for preventative care and health checkups, because we knew it's actually cheaper in the end when you encourage people to get in and find out that they're sick early. It's 3 million Virginia families who have private insurance that used to have annual or lifetime caps, which meant you did everything right, you played by the rules, you paid your premiums, and then when you got sick, they kicked you off the insurance because you'd already hit that cap. So it's something that's really going to be very, very problematic, and I think particularly for our smaller towns and rural communities where you could see hospitals close. I was with, as you mentioned, the clinics over there, but also in clinics up in Northern Virginia. And even though the economies are very different, in both cases, I think you're going to see real disastrous outcomes for Virginians on their health insurance if Obamacare goes away.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, who's running for the Democratic nomination for governor. The race is the vote is this year. And Tom, one of the things you've sent out, you've asked where Republican frontrunner for Governor Ed Gillespie stands on this issue. Where does Ed Gillespie stand, as far as you can tell, on replacing the ACA with something else and how it affects Virginia?
Well, one of the things I think has made Virginians more and more concerned about Ed Gillespie is that they can never quite figure out where he stands. He's trying to be a very pragmatic, middle-of-the-road guy, but he's obviously got a president that's from his party who's increasingly extreme. And I think it concerns voters when politicians don't take straight positions on issues. One of the things when I was congressman of the 5th District was we got high marks even from conservatives and independents for the fact that people knew where I stood. They knew I supported the Affordable Care Act. I supported addressing climate change and bringing clean energy jobs to our farmers and small businesses. And I remember how often people said, hey, I may not agree with you on that issue, but I know where you stand and I respect your stand. And I think that's increasingly the concern with Ed Gillespie as a candidate. Here's a guy who spent his career as a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He's very much a creature of that corrupt system. And I think that's exactly what voters really on both sides of the political spectrum have been looking to get away from.
Let's get into these. So you mentioned you ticked off a few issues, Tom. What's at the top of your to-do list? What's at the top of your issues list? And what are you hearing from people as you make the rounds?
Well, first and foremost is inclusive economic growth. Yes, we need to make sure that the economy is growing overall, but it's got to be working for everybody. And I think one of the things we know is that there have been some regions, some communities, including communities of color, and others who haven't really had seen that economic growth, not just over the last couple of years, but the last couple of decades. And so we need to figure out how We build that economic growth and social mobility up and down the ladder. And I think that's getting even more challenging as we see a greater consolidation in our economy, really almost a re-monopolization at the expense of small towns and small businesses. So we're going to have to address some of those issues. We also have new challenges like automation, where we see more and more jobs being changed or disappearing because of computer technology. In fact, this is one of the things Trump has gotten so wrong when he talks about all the jobs going overseas. 85% of those manufacturing jobs are actually disappearing and being rendered obsolete by computers. So inclusive economic growth, but also an inclusive Virginia. I think one of the great things I've seen over my lifetime as someone who's been born and raised in Virginia is that we have become a more inclusive state in terms of racial and ethnic and religious tolerance and diversity. And I think people really do see that as a good thing in our community. And I think that's why Virginians rejected Donald Trump more than any other modern Virginia candidate at the polls. They may not have loved the alternative, but they really don't want to see that kind of division in our community. So we need to make sure all of our brothers and sisters, regardless of color or creed, are treated with basic dignity. And I think that means everything from some of the non-discrimination or voting rights issues to seeing how we invest in public education, vocational and skills training programs. We've talked about the need for at least 2 years of vocational and skills training or community college to be free in the Commonwealth to make sure everybody is getting a pipeline into a meaningful job.
We're talking with Tom Perriello this morning, Gene and I. Now, Tom, you served one term in Congress, then you went on to work for the State Department, then a special envoy to the Great Lakes region in Africa. So, Tom, does any of that background translate into being governor?
It really does. I think I've been a leader and an executive in all of the sectors where I've worked. And you figure out that a lot of these are the same things. First, you should assume, as I do, that other people are smarter than you are. That going out and listening to the people that are affected by the economy, affected by these changes, that Virginians across the state have great ideas, just like I've seen in all of my other work. And it's about producing results. And I think whether you see the reforms I was able to do in a government agency of 80,000 employees with a $50 billion budget, where we were able to increase telework and family leave policies and how we do data and analytics in a modern era, or whether it was our work in the 5th District, where in just 2 years we were able to bring over $500 million of investment in broadband technology and education and clean energy jobs. These were things that made a huge difference in the communities and for the families that we touched. So really, you know, I'm not someone who's focused on the next election. I'm focused on how we actually improve things for families around Virginia. And I think drawing on those experiences as a nonprofit executive, as a member of Congress, as a diplomat, as a teacher, is a broad skill set that I think will serve me well if I'm honored enough to get to be the governor.
We're talking with Tom Perriello. He's running for the Democratic nomination for governor. I wanted to bring up something, Tom. You know, President Trump signed an executive order sort of paving the way to get the Dakota Access and Keystone XL pipelines back on track. Governor McAuliffe has endorsed a few pipelines that are possibly could come through Virginia, the Mountain Valley Pipeline and the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Where do you stand on, what's your view on those pipelines and pipelines in general?
Yeah, well, we've heard from a lot of citizens and a lot of business leaders, particularly out west, of concern about the pipeline. We're certainly looking into it. If there's one thing I learned last time, it's to do your homework first. So we're trying to understand all the sides of that issue, and we won't be afraid to take a position here in a month or so. So we really appreciate those who've brought concerns to us. I would say more generally about the executive order that it's been very concerning to see that Donald Trump is deadly serious about backing up some of the rhetoric from his campaign, including some deeply racially divisive rhetoric, with action. And we saw that yesterday with his bans on refugees, with his moves on immigration that will split families, split parents from children, and push people into the shadows. And however one feels about these issues, you know, we have to understand that these are our brothers and sisters of equal human dignity, and we must be able to rise above that and be the kind of Virginia that treats people with dignity. So it's a very scary time for a lot of people. particularly those who may be of the Muslim faith or have relatives who may be undocumented. And while we solve these problems and try to do so comprehensively, I think we have to stay human beings as we do it. And I think that's why the last couple of days have been deeply concerning.
We've got just about a minute or two left. We're talking with Tom Perriello. Tom, if you do secure the Democratic nomination and win in November, how would you approach working with the Trump administration and with a Republican Congress to get what you need for the Commonwealth?
Well, you know, I consider myself a pragmatic populist, and I do think the system has been rigged against everyday folks an awful lot in terms of the economic system and the political system. But you want to be pragmatic about trying to get things done. So I think in this situation, you don't compromise your principles, and you call things out like these executive orders that I think need to be called out and not normalized in terms of things that are almost certainly at odds with the Constitution and certainly at odds with the conscience of so many Virginians and Americans. But I think you can work with the Office of the Presidency on issues related to economic development and otherwise. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see where the Trump administration is by the end of the year. They're certainly on a bull in the China shop path at the moment. So, you know, what we're going to focus on is making sure that Virginians are also protected from some of the terrible things that are happening at the federal government level. Obviously, a lot of Virginia workers in Northern Virginia do work inside the government. Some of the, you know, efforts to, you know, bully those folks is something that has real implications, including our intelligence officers, you know, many of whom I've had the honor to work with in my various capacities overseas and here, and seeing what's been done to politicize that intelligence space is something that's deeply concerning to a lot of Virginians who have devoted their life to that work, but also others who care about our national security. So, you know, I think we're going to have to figure out how we can to make sure that we can stand against those threats and be a firewall against some of these more divisive politics.
All right. We'll have to leave it there, sir. Tom Perriello is a candidate for the Democratic nomination for governor. And, Tom, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day.